This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm glad you decided to join me today. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Overcoming Portion Distortion. It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime fun and healthy. So get your copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. And be sure to also click on our social media and share what you love about today's conversation. We've got another great show for you today, so grab your pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. My guest on today's show is Kathleen Cassay. We met Kathleen at a recent dietitian symposium, and once we started talking, I knew I wanted her to share more with us about her topic. Kathleen is a marketing project manager of nutrition for the American Pistachio Growers, where she runs the nutrition program overseeing research studies around the globe that are investigating the health benefits of American pistachios. The results of these studies are used by doctors and other health professionals as well as consumers to make healthy choices every day, and you know that how important that is to me. Kathleen really enjoys working in such a quote-unquote nutty environment, and she's passionate about getting the word out about the health benefits of pistachios. On today's show, we're going to be talking with Kathleen about what makes pistachios an important part of a healthy, balanced diet and how you can easily make them a part of your own diet. Welcome to the show, Kathleen.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm really excited about our conversation today, and it's a different type of conversation than we've been having. I think a lot of people are confused about foods and making healthy choices, so this is going to be a lot of fun. Before we get started, can you tell our listeners a little bit more about your background and what it means to be a marketing project manager of nutrition?
Well, my background is in agriculture. I grew up here in the Central Valley of California, which most people may or may not have heard that it's called the Salad Bowl, and the reason why is we grow so many crops here. So growing up with that background, I then went out and got a degree at our university here in agricultural marketing. And what I do for American Pistachio Growers is that I basically spread the word about the health benefits of pistachios to consumers and health professionals, such as doctors and registered dietitians, so consumers can start to understand how healthy it is to eat pistachios and incorporate them in their daily diet.
That's really interesting. I had not heard, and I grew up in Southern California, I had not heard that it was called the Salad Bowl, but they certainly do grow a lot of crops in that Central Valley area.
Yes, a lot of fruits, a lot of nuts, citrus row crops such as corn, cotton. Yeah, if you take a drive up Highway 5 or 99 and drive a good five-hour stretch, right through the valley, you'll just see rows and rows of orchards and vineyards. Yeah, it's pretty amazing how much we produce here.
Amazing. So what got you so passionate about pistachios? Because there's a lot of different things they're growing there. So what attracted you to pistachios?
Well, I've always loved tree nuts. I mean, they're just delicious. And, you know, it was interesting to me to start researching the science to take a look at what health benefits were available by eating tree nuts, and of course, including pistachios. And, you know, the era that I grew up in, I was always and trying to watch my weight, and I was worried about fat. And I kept a lot of fat out of my diet, including nuts. Well, it turns out that wasn't exactly the right thing to do. You know, our body needs good fats. We need the mono and polyunsaturated fats. So to learn that fact and then realize I can actually have the tree nuts that I love and still be able to maintain a normal weight, I was ecstatic to hear that. So that was the first thing that hooked me. Then I started reading more and more about the heart healthy benefit, about some benefits regarding prediabetes, and I thought, wow, this is a little power-packed nut. So I'm excited to share that with other people because the pistachio industry is actually a fairly new industry, and I don't think everyone's heard about the health benefits of what they say is their favorite nut. You know, I travel a lot of places and I go to shows and I talk directly with consumers and health professionals, and I always hear, oh, I love pistachios. That's my first line I hear. Once I tell them how healthy they are, they're ecstatic. So it's a good opportunity to educate people, and it's fun because it's a positive thing.
Absolutely. And I think there is a lot of misconceptions out there about not eating any fat, but your body really does need some healthy fat. And once people learn how they can incorporate that into their diet, it will totally change the way they approach food. Plus, fat is also one of those things that helps give us that satisfaction and helps us feel like we've really enjoyed the food that we eat. So if you use it in a smart way and a healthy way, it really does have so many positive benefits.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, when you eat an ounce of pistachios, you're going to feel fuller longer. That's because of the good fats, quote unquote. That's also because of the fiber. So if you were to sit down and choose a handful of potato chips or a handful of pistachios, you're going to feel much more satiated, much more fuller for a longer period of time. And you're getting less calories and a lot less saturated fat than a handful of potato chips.
Absolutely. Now, has the drought affected the crop or affected what's going on in the Central Valley with all of the vegetables and produce?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It is. It's affecting us. You know, we're working on implementing more sustainable practices with water, you know, tightening up how we use it and where we put it. But, yeah, it certainly is affecting. You know, California's been in a drought for 5 years. It's not just mm-hmm. this last year. So there's a lot of work behind the scenes in order to try and remedy the situation and deal with the rainfall we've been given.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something certainly to be aware of and watch what happens. Is there a certain age or time when eating pistachios or nuts or that type of food are more beneficial for you, or does it really good for anyone at any age?
Well, the fact that they've got so many benefits, you know, they're heart healthy because of the healthy good fats. They are an antioxidant powerhouse. That's phytochemicals, vitamins and minerals. I really couldn't say there's one particular age group. I mean, everybody mm-hmm. can benefit from something that's a little healthy power pack nut.
mm-hmm.
The one thing that we're investigating, and this is still somewhat preliminary, but it's interesting, is the effect of pistachios on people with prediabetes. We're showing some blood glucose blunting with the ingestion of pistachios and carbohydrates. So it's preliminary science, but we're definitely looking into it because, you know, the number of people being diagnosed with diabetes in the U.S. is now at an alarming rate. So if there's something we can do to help out in that area, we certainly want to keep investigating that.
Absolutely. And I think one of the challenges is people eat so much processed food and so much, they get so much sugar from sources that they don't even really realize unless they pay a lot of attention. So eating more natural foods and things like pistachios and tree nuts and more of the healthy foods, it definitely will help them in, you know, just their overall diet and cutting down on sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's when you're used to processed foods like that, you don't even taste the sugar anymore. And once you go off of processed foods like that and you start eating a lot more plant-based foods and a lot less sugar and a lot less salt also, once you have an opportunity to have some processed food, you can actually taste it. I just had lunch with my daughter yesterday, and she's only 8, and she says, "Mother, I'm reducing the sodium in my diet."
How funny.
I said, "Oh, really?" And so what she was eating, we happened to be at a sandwich shop, and what she was eating, she could taste the salt. So, most people, you don't realize how much you're actually getting. It's reading those nutrition labels is important.
It is, and if you don't use a lot of it in your cooking at home, when you go out and get it, it really makes a big difference. I love the fact that she was paying attention to the flavor and what she was eating.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely...
Yeah, well, she knows what her mother does for a living.
Absolutely.
She's happy to promote healthy eating, which that's, I'm lucky. She's 8.
Yeah, no, you are, and it's great because so many children don't pay attention to it or aren't aware of it, and by the time they are, they've developed all those unhealthy habits. So that's great that she's got that awareness at such a young age. So I'd love to ask my guests, what motivates them to live healthy and to share their message about healthy living with others? We call it your big why. So what is your big why, and how has it motivated you to live a healthier life?
Well, you know, my big why is, you know, the food that we produce here in California in the Central Valley, it's such a wide array of flavors and tastes and healthy benefits. And, you know, the fact that we are so lucky to have that in the U.S., not that you can't go to a grocery store and have a produce section that's as large as you see nowadays. Not every country has something like that. And our farmers produce that food in order for us to, you know, live a healthier lifestyle. And that's kind of a big why to me. It's like, if it's here, if it's available, we're not choosing to eat that kind of a diet, I just don't understand that. So really, to me, it's a why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? If we've got it, then we need to eat healthier. I mean, the prevention of chronic disease is tied to nutrition, you know, in some regards. And if we can all eat healthier and live a better life, live a longer life for our kids and teach our kids how to live a better life, then I say, why not?
No, I agree with you. And I think so often we don't stop and think about all the things that we have available to us and all the choices. And it really is about making healthy choices. And, you know, the choices we make impact our health and impact what happens next.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Yeah, I see it. You know, one of my one piece of my job is to monitor the health and nutrition studies that we have around the globe. And I have consultants who, you know, review the science, and we take a look at what this is going to mean. But there's so many things that we're investigating right now. There was a big nut study out about a year and a half ago. The Harvard group took a look at a longstanding survey of participants that recorded their food diaries on I believe it was a weekly basis, but it was a daily record. And come to find out, after reviewing that data, people who ate nuts, the nut group people, that's tree nuts and peanuts, showed that they lived longer lives. And that was a study that was conducted over 10 years with over 100,000 people. So the food records showed the correlation between a longer and healthier life by eating, I think it was at least 3 servings a week.
That's really interesting. We need to take a real quick break, and when we come back, I'd love to talk about that a little bit more, and then have you share some of the things that makes pistachios unique, some of the things that you've learned from all of your research. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. My theme for the year is Say Yes to Success, and guess what? Our annual International Conference and Business Expo that's coming up August 6th through the 9th, we're going to have not only a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders like CNN's Soledad O'Brien or Matthew Knowles, the famous father of the famous Beyonce, and Jean Smart from Designing Women, but this year you are going to be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, and interacting and sharing with other conference attendees. Oh yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night, dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details and how you can be part of this life-changing experience as you embrace your yes to success.
Beautiful job, eWomen!
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Kathleen Cassay, and we're talking about pistachios. Before the break, we were talking about some research that Kathleen had been aware of, and I wanted to have her just share a little bit more about that, because it's fascinating to me that this research looked at so many people, and Kathleen and I were talking during the break just about the results, and I'd love to have you share just a little bit more about that, Kathleen.
Sure, no problem. It was a study conducted by Harvard and also Women in Brigham's Hospital, and it's titled Association of Nut Consumption with Total and Cause-Specific Mortality, and they were taking a look at tree nuts and peanuts, of course, tree nuts including pistachios, and they it took place from 1980 to, I believe, 2010. Over 100,000 people were surveyed to find out what their daily diet was. So it's what they call it, a data study. So what they did is they take a look at what these people ate for that long and this many people, and they correlated it to how those people died and what diseases developed. And the study result showed an inverse relationship between death from chronic diseases, such as heart disease or cardiovascular disease, and eating nuts. And the nuts, I think it was at least 3 servings a week. So what that tells the consumer is that if nuts are a part of your diet, 2 to 3 to 4 servings a week, then, you know, based on the history and the conclusion of the study, you've got a chance of less of a chance of dying from chronic diseases and earlier from chronic diseases. So it's very interesting. It was made the news last year. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. But it's that kind of science that I find fascinating, because that's what most people don't. I don't know if people realize that the U.S. government, our dietary guidelines that they give us, these are what used to be the food pyramid, and now it's my plate, but the government does take a look at all the body of scientific evidence for the healthfulness of the different foods that we eat, and they make recommendations every 5 years, and these are the kinds of studies that they look at when they make their recommendations. So It's a fascinating world to me, and I'm glad we do it because it helps us all eat healthier and potentially live longer lives.
Now, and it's important to be aware of those studies and be aware of those things that are coming out because information is constantly being updated and refreshed. I want to ask you, you know, because we touched on it briefly in our first segment, but about nuts and pistachios in particular being healthy because they do have more fiber, they do have the healthy fat. So how do you start the conversation with people to help maybe re-educate them about the value in the food versus just thinking that it's got fat, I shouldn't be eating it?
I go over several different nutrient content things to help them understand what they're actually eating. And the easy way to do that is just to start the conversation with this. Do you realize that only 49 nuts, 49 pistachios, is actually one serving of nuts? Most people don't realize that because that sounds like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But pistachios, once they're cracked open, the kernels are a little bit smaller than almonds and walnuts, so you get more bang for your buck, I like to say.
Mm-hmm.
But healthy properties, I just ask what someone has heard and maybe start from there. Like, one serving of pistachios has as much potassium as half of a large banana. Most people don't realize that, you know, because you always associate bananas with potassium, but pistachios have them as well. We're a good source of fiber. Most people may not know that pistachios are a good source of fiber, and that's the piece that helps you feel fuller for longer. So snacking on them in between meals can hold you over more than, like I said, you know, a handful of potato chips or pretzels, for that matter. You know, they only contain 1.5 grams of saturated fat. That's the bad fat. So that's a very, very low amount for 49 nuts. And we actually have 6 grams of protein, which when people are moving into vegetarian diets or vegan diets or even just more plant-based diets, you're still going to need to get your protein. So pistachios are a good option for that as well. So I really just kind of find out what they already know and what they might be interested in. So I just talk to that.
And I think, you know, what I think of when we share those things, especially with the protein and the everything that's in them, is there would be a great snack to keep in a briefcase or a purse or, you know, in the car so that when you're hungry, one of the challenges people have is they grab for whatever's convenient and whatever's close. So have some single-serving bags. So when you're hungry, you've got something healthy that you can pull out versus something from the vending machine or something that's unhealthy from a quick stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I have on my counter, I have a big jar that's, you know, those jars with the clasps that seal.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a big jar, and it's just full of pistachios, and they stay good for, you know, several months. Well, I eat them before they go bad. So... yeah, they stay nice and fresh, and all I have to do is reach my hand in and grab a handful. And, yeah, I'm not having to purchase something at a convenience store or a processed food product. Yeah, and they just sit on my counter and just they're there for whenever I need them.
Mm-hmm. Because people often grab.
It's definitely easy to take on the go. You can keep bags in your car. You can take them on a plane.
Mm-hmm. People grab what's right in front of them, what's easiest. So I'm always encouraging people to find some things that they like. And I like pistachios because they're much more flavorful per bite.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things that people are looking for when they're getting a snack. They keep eating more because they're not getting that flavor, you know. And if they get something that's more flavorful, that hopefully will help their just craves, take care of some of the cravings that they're having.
Yeah, and there's actually a study out there, and this is more of a behavioral study, but still very interesting, that several people were watched and talked to about the result of how they felt, but in the act of opening the pistachios actually slowed you down in eating. So you actually ended up eating less because you felt fuller. You felt fuller rather than having to, you know, eat a whole bunch before you even felt that, those feelings in your stomach. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that the visual cue of seeing how many shells are left, you realize how much you've eaten, and so it's a mental cue of, oh, I think I've had enough. So, yeah, that's, and you don't get that. Like, imagine, you know, I like popcorn just as much as the next person, but I always use this analogy, like, imagine when you're watching a movie and how you scoop the popcorn and it just goes straight up to your mouth and in, mm-hmm. like a big, you know, a whole handful. Well, you know, you don't get that with pistachios because you have to open it. You have to work for it. You've got to open every single one.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because I'm thinking of recently we had edamame, and I was thinking, you know, because you have to open it up and then you have the plate with the shells, you know, the skin, and it really does, when I look at it, I think, okay, I've had enough because there's a pile there. So and mm-hmm. it really does make you, when you've got something left over, because normally when we eat, it's all gone and you don't have any idea of how much you've eaten. So I really like that, of being able to say, okay, you've got a pile of shells, you've eaten it, you know, slow down or wait, you don't need any more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you see the remainder of what you've eaten or the shells of what you've already eaten, it triggers your brain to say, maybe I have had enough. And then your, you know, the feelings of satiation come up and you realize, yeah, okay, I'm feeling full. Yeah, you don't get that when you open a bag of chips or, you know, things that are just, well, again, prepared foods that are ready to just eat.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. I like that type of food also because, for me, one of my pleasures with eating is the crunch. And eating something that's got that crunch and the texture really gives me a lot of satisfaction. Some foods, like I love soup and I love foods like that, but I don't feel as satisfied when I'm finished. So I try to also combine it with something that's got that crunch to it. So I'm full and get satisfaction. So it really does make a big difference for me.
Yeah, there's something about, you know, when your body has to work for your food, it is more more filling. You know, the crunch factor as well, that comes into play with that for sure. I know I feel exactly the same way. I'd rather have something that of substance, and then the crunch is somehow associated with substance in your mind. And, yeah, I feel satisfied after having a snack of pistachios rather than something else.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, I want to have you share just a little bit about how people can incorporate pistachios into their daily meal plan. And then I know at the symposium we talked about, and you shared some great sounding recipes, so I'd love to have you just share some ways that people can use it in their meals and in their cooking. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Kathleen Cassay. We're talking about pistachios and all the health benefits of them. We were talking about before the break and how they can really help in your satisfaction with eating and also have great health properties. And I want to switch a little bit and ask you, Kathleen, if you could share some different ways that people can incorporate pistachios into their daily meal planning.
Oh, certainly. Well, here's where we get to the fun stuff. Once I talk to people about the health benefits and they don't feel, the guilt anymore, and they realize, oh my goodness, I get to eat one of my favorite snacks, several times a week. And then they say, well, what can I do? How can I use them? What can I put them in? That kind of thing. So other than just as a snack out of hand, which of course is the most convenient, you can turn pistachios into many different little snacks, and even incorporate them into dishes that fit into meals. But one of my favorites is turning my pistachios into pistachio butter. So many people hear about, of course, peanut butter. Some people have heard about almond butter. Mm-hmm. But you can easily make pistachio butter at home. Hmm. And it just takes 1 cup of shelled pistachios and 2.5 tablespoons of olive oil. You take the pistachios and the olive oil, put them into a food processor or a blender, get them until they reach the desired consistency, and it's a beautiful green spread, and you can put it on whole grain bread or whole grain crackers. It's to die for. It's one of my favorites.
I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, and these recipes are available on our website, so I'm not telling you something that you can't go find and go ahead and make. Another one of my favorite things, which is so popular right now, is hummus. Everybody's making hummus. Everybody's eating hummus. Mm-hmm. Well, pistachio hummus, and this is something just as simple. Garbanzo beans, or a.k.a. chickpeas, mm-hmm. 1/2 cup of shelled pistachios, some garlic, some tahini, which is a typical product that goes in hummus. Again, olive oil, a little bit of lemon juice, salt and pepper. Blend that up in a blender. You put it with a bunch of vegetables, and you've got your own pistachio hummus, which is absolutely delicious, too. Most people may not realize that you can flavor your own pistachios. So you take, a couple of cups of pistachios, and you leave them in the shell for this. You put a little olive oil on top, drizzle them onto a baking sheet. Put your favorite spice, like I love roasted rosemary. So I'll put rosemary, I'll sprinkle rosemary all over them, or you can sprinkle some cinnamon if you want something kind of with a little, cinnamon sugar with a little sweeter taste, or chili peppers. I mean, think of anything you want to use as a spice, and you sprinkle it on top. You roast it in an oven for about 20 to 25 minutes at 375, and you have your own flavored pistachio. That's one of the more popular recipes that I get asked about. What can I flavor them with? Well, what can't you flavor them with? Another quick thing is I know a lot of people are doing smoothies because, the juicing trend is so popular, and smoothies mm-hmm. are so delicious. And this one was developed by Sharon Palmer. She's a registered dietitian and the author of the plant-powered diet, mm-hmm. and she created this recipe for me, and it's the green pistachio smoothie, but it's power-packed. It's got kale, orange juice, bananas, pistachios, and avocado. Now, I didn't think you could put all those things in a blender, and it would come out tasting good, but it actually really does. And then some more, savory things, like there's always a good way to cook fish, a healthy way to cook fish is to bake, like a baked salmon or a baked halibut with a pistachio crust. It's absolutely delicious. You can make a pistachio pesto. So that, of course, is similar to hummus, but you use olive oil and still some basil and pistachios. Blend those up to the consistency that you want and put it with some whole grain pasta. That's always delicious. So there's all kinds of things that you can do with pistachios, and we have a website full of recipes that people can go take a look at if they want to try some of these out.
So can you share your website with us now so that people know where they can go and check out some of these recipes?
Oh, definitely. It's www.americanpistachios.org.
Thank you. And we will put a link to that on our Eat Great, Live Well radio page also, so that people will be able to get to you. But it's great for them to know where to go if they're sitting here thinking, like I am, those are some great recipes. And the thing I love about it is it's from smoothies to pistachio butter to fish to hummus. I mean, there's such a wide variety. And I think sometimes we get caught with a food and think it's only good for one or two things, and we forget how versatile it can be, and we're really the only limits to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely true, and that's why we try to show consumers and health professionals, too, the different ways that you can use pistachios in everyday items, you know, salads, or sprinkle it on your oatmeal. It's not just for desserts or baking. Most people I know think of pistachios as used for desserts and baking, but there's plenty of savory foods and plenty of other different kinds of snacks that they can be used for as well. And that way you can incorporate your daily dose of pistachios in your diet in a variety of different ways, not just out of the bag.
Mm-hmm. Is there like one recipe that when you tell people about it, they're surprised that it has pistachios in it?
I have to think on that because, you know, pistachios, they're such a giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
They're green.
Right.
So they're hard to hide. And then the flavor, the flavor profile, most people really, I really do, 99.99% of people I run into absolutely love them, and they know that unique taste. So it's really difficult to hide pistachios, but I'll have to think about that. And if I do think of one, I'll let you know. But no, most people are like, this is pistachio, or, oh, is that pistachio, if they're just looking at it. Maybe if it were in some chocolate, it's hidden, but that flavor profile, the flavor profile that everybody loves, that's hard to hide.
Mm-hmm. No, it is, and they do have a stronger flavor. And it's interesting that you said that such a high percentage of people love them, because you always get people that don't like particular foods. What do you think it is about pistachios that really is such kind of a universal food where so many people really do like them? Do you think it's the size, where it's not maybe not so overwhelming when they look at it? What do you think it is? Any idea?
You know, I think it's a little bit of it's the rich, buttery, kind of sweet taste that people are attracted to. It's just so unique. The pistachio industry started in California in the 60s, and our first commercial crop was in the 70s. And at that time, most people were used to Iranian pistachios, if you remember the red nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And those actually have a different flavor profile than our American nuts. Our nuts are bigger. Our nuts have less oil. They actually have more phytochemicals, but the variety that we have perfected here in California, and also I should mention we do grow some in Arizona and Mexico, that we perfected is just so, it's just addictive. But it's a good addictive. As long as you keep yourself to an ounce a day, don't, I know some people would hope that I'm a proponent that you eat the whole bag, but no, please don't. I mean, go ahead. If it's a special occasion, certainly go ahead. It's better to eat a whole bag of pistachios than an entire bag of chips. But, you know, an ounce a day is good. You can fit that into your diet and not have any adverse effects.
Yeah, and I know. I remember the red pistachios from growing up. So it's interesting that you mentioned those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were available. Oh gosh, from the turn of the last century, and the reason they were red is because the pistachio growing harvesting process in Iran. And Turkey, I should also mention, they are from Turkey as well, wasn't perfected, and so the red dye was used to cover up blemishes on the shell. And we don't need to do that anymore, so you'll rarely see any red pistachios. If you do, it's probably just someone selling them around Christmas time as a novelty.
Interesting that it was from red dye that was used to... So the way they're growing them today are definitely much more healthy.
Yeah, definitely. Pistachios, they grow on, they grow in orchards, they grow on trees. That the pistachio actually cracks open while on the tree. So we use special basket catcher machines that run in between the rows. They shake the tree, the nuts fall into a basket, and then get immediately loaded into bins onto the truck. So they never hit the ground. So that's healthy. And then they're roasted, which makes them give them the buttery taste and the yummy taste.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're shipped off to stores and consumers and to food service professionals. That's how they make it out into the world. We have almost 300,000 acres of pistachios in California, Arizona, and New Mexico. So that's quite a bit.
That is quite a bit of crop.
And that's yeah, it is, and we're still considered a smaller industry.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're at about a half a billion pounds a year, and almonds and walnuts are a little bit more than us right now.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around longer than pistachios.
Interesting. So I'm glad we're having the conversation and helping educate people.
Yeah, it's fun. It's another thing I love to show people pictures of how they grow and how they're harvested and how they end up on your, in your snack bag. I've been tromping through the orchards, and it's just so beautiful to see how the process works, and it's quite streamlined. Our growers are quite high tech, so it's a fascinating process to watch. Everybody, we do offer a harvest tour to. A few health professionals each year, and we get rave reviews about how interesting and how much fun that is to go from the orchard to the processing plant, and then get to have a big dinner at the end. So,
how fun
thing! If anyone's traveling to California and they're driving right through, you look at all the orchards, and you're looking at either nuts or tree fruit, like peaches, plums, nectarines. And
well, we'll have to check it out with the grandkids one of the times that we're over there. I bet they would love that. We're going to go ahead and take...
Yeah, and there's a lot of farmers markets you can stop along the way.
Great. We need to take our final break. And when we come back, I'd love to have you share any final thoughts that you have about pistachios. We've talked about some fun recipes, and I love what you shared about the way they're grown. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, and welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Kathleen Cassay. Kathleen is the marketing project manager of nutrition for the American Pistachio Growers, and we met her recently at a dietitian symposium, and she's been sharing with us some great recipes and tips that you can use. Also before the break, is really interesting. She was talking about how they're grown, and if you're ever in the Central Valley of California, you should be sure to check it out and see about stopping in and maybe getting a tour of some of the things that they're doing. Kathleen, we talked at the beginning of the show about the health properties of pistachios, and I love the fact that they are high in fiber. And I was actually surprised when you shared they were so high in potassium, because I know people are often looking for more potassium and the protein. I love, putting it in snack size bags or having it as a grab-and-go type snack. Do you have any suggestions or ideas of, what are some of your favorite things that you mix pistachios with to make kind of your own snacks, and how do you incorporate those into your eating?
Oh, well, I love trail mix. And so, I have to shell my pistachios, but, that causes me to be a little more patient and makes my mouth water a little bit more. But when I shell them, I usually put them with raisins. I love raisins so much. Dried fruits, other dried fruits like dried apricots are absolutely delicious. I also love cheese, so I'll get a little bit of like a goat's cheese and put a little bit of honey drizzle with some pistachios and some dried apricots and raisins, and it's just heavenly. Now that's just a little treat. That's not an everyday occurrence, but I really do love them in trail mix. That's one of my favorite things to do because it's such an easy, go-to snack to have in my car or have on my bike in my little sack. So that's how I do it.
Do you use them in your salads and in your cooking? Is it one of the staples that you use in different kinds of recipes and cooking?
Yeah, there's actually a little more indulgent recipe, but if you make it with a little less oil, it's still all healthy fats. We have a recipe on our website that is a pistachio avocado guacamole, and it's just absolutely delicious. The pistachios just take the flavor profile and kick it way up several notches. It's crunchier. It's wonderful. We actually call it our pistachio mole. It was developed by a chef based out of Houston, and thank him for creating that because it's my favorite. But of course, I can top my salads. One of the things that I've been talking about lately on Twitter to registered dietitians is the fact that there's five different ingredients that they've identified can help with diabetes, and that's coffee, yogurt, pistachios, and I think there's some kind of dried fruit. So I thought, what if you combine all of that for breakfast? A cup of coffee, some yogurt with pistachios and dried fruit on top, you've got, I think, four out of the five ingredients that they talk about being helpful for diabetics. So, but I do that anyways. I love them in my yogurt, and there's actually some commercial companies out there that are putting them in their little yogurt packs. So that shows you what a good idea it is. But I love to put it on my pasta. I try and limit my pasta, but they're a beautiful complement to basil.
Mm-hmm.
Most people may not realize. Using the blender a lot is helpful with mixing it up into things like I mentioned the hummus earlier.
Mm-hmm.
One quick tip, though, if you do decide to shell your pistachios and chop them up, put them into a freezer Ziploc bag and then take your meat pounder to them. and then chop them for as long as you want, according to the size you want to get to. If you try to take a knife to them on a cutting board, they're going to fly all over your kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this from experience.
You've been there, huh?
I've been there, yes, and I wasted a good portion of what I was trying to chop up, flying all over the kitchen. So
that's no fun. And I know you've given us a number of you've given us some recipes and talked about using the blender. And it's funny because I use my blender for my smoothies. And I need to, what it reminds me of is I've got this amazing tool in my kitchen and I need to use it for more things because we love hummus, we love pesto, and I really should be making my own versus getting it pre-packaged. So I'm going to commit to trying some of those recipes out and doing that because I would, you know, sometimes we forget, we get in habits. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's so much healthier to make your food at home because you know exactly what's in it. There's, you know, preservatives and things like that. Some of those things that, you know, you can't pronounce, they're not in there when you make things from home. And you reminded me, we have a sports bar made from oats, and there's some dried pears and dried apricots and pistachios, and it's absolutely delicious. And I took this to a show of sports dietitians, and they were also amazed that I had the recipe for them, that they could actually make this at home for their athletes, or they could tell their athletes, oh, here's one you can make at home, rather than having to buy the sports bars and supplement bars that are out there that can be kind of expensive.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I'm going to have to try that out. And I also love, and you know, you've mentioned a few times, the flavor profile of pistachios. And I think oftentimes we make food choices and we're just not satisfied. And I really encourage people when they're eating to really slow down and savor the flavor of their food and taste their food. And if you're not getting a real satisfying flavor, then stop eating and really think about what can you add to it to really give you that satisfaction? Because then that triggers things in your brain that help you feel fuller, that help you, you know, really enjoy it. And that's part of the process of feeding our body. It's not just stuffing it with, you know, and with food, but it's really going through that whole pleasure sensation, the whole satisfaction. So I really challenge people to really pay attention to how their food tastes and how they're eating it.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to experiment with things that you've never tried before. You know, take a look at what that vegetable is in the produce department, learn about it, find out how to use it, and it may become something that's very healthy that could be a staple. Just like pistachios, don't be afraid to eat something because, you know, 20, 30 years ago, you were told that nuts were fattening. Well, mm-hmm. You know, now with a lot of studies talking about the Mediterranean diet, how healthy that is and what a healthy pattern it is to follow. So, stopping to enjoy your food is positive, but also branching out so you can learn more and more about what you do like that's in the healthy realm. Because things that aren't healthy and aren't satisfying, you can keep eating and keep eating, and you're not going to feel full.
Absolutely. You've shared some great information with us today. Can you tell our listeners how they can get more information about pistachios and how they can connect with you and learn more if they would like to?
Yeah, certainly. You know, our website is just full of information. It's got everything from the nutrition and health information, some of which I touched upon. But if you actually want to dive a little deeper into the science, we've got all studies listed there, as well as, you know, fact sheets. So you can get a kind of a general idea. Maybe you want to read about the vitamins, the minerals specifically. We also have a recipe database, so you can enter in what you think you're looking for or what you might want to try, or you can browse it by photos, which I know I do that.
That's what I like.
You can also meet our growers. We have profiles on our growers and a little bit about how they do it and their lives, you know, growing up in the Central Valley. We also have a portion of the site for food professionals. So if you want to know, if you fancy yourself a chef and want to look at a little more complex recipes, that's on there as well. And then also some of our marketing initiatives are on there with some of the ambassadors that are our spokespeople who love pistachios, and they signed on board to talk more about pistachios to people. You can see who they are. And that is what I mentioned earlier was the website was www.americanpistachios.org.
Well, thank you very much. And we will put a link to that on our eatgreatlivewellradio.com page with today's interview so that they will be able to definitely get connected with you. It's been a great conversation. And I'd love to ask our guests as we wrap up our interview, if you would give our listeners just one action item that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthier future for themselves and the ones they love, what would you recommend they do?
Take a look at your snacks during the day. So for the next 7 days, think about what kind of snack you're going to eat. Think about how healthy it's going to be. Think about how it's going to hold you over until your next meal, and make a better choice than what you've made in the past. And that's naturally tried pistachios. You'll see. They're delicious, and they'll keep you full until dinner or lunch. So.
Thank you very much for sharing so much today. And I know that everyone's going to be going and checking out the recipes. I know I am, and you gave me, there's some few that I want to put at the top of my list to try. So thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you, Janelle, for having me. That was very, very fun, and I'm glad to get the opportunity to talk about pistachios and, you know, more education to consumers and health professionals alike. I mean, I really do believe in healthy eating and working for a product that can be part of that is just, it's a really special thing. And I love to share.
Well, thank you. So until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference to your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me next week and every week as we continue the conversation on how to build a healthier relationship with food and with yourself. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and be part of the conversation. Click on Facebook, and I would love to hear, what did you learn about looking at your snacks? Share that with us and share what you're going to change. Take care. Have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.